back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine just what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, at least for the time being. Hopefully we're going to have Glenn Spencer calling in, and we're going to be talking about what's going on down at the border. But until we get hold of Glenn, I think maybe we ought to just talk a little bit about, you know, really what is going on down there. Now, the president, within the last 2 weeks, has signed two draconian bills. One of them, of course, was the Military Commission Act, which allows torture and does away with the protections of the Geneva Convention. Even more frightening, it does away with the rights of habeas corpus for people who are not citizens. They can be legal residents of the United States. But then, of course, the other thing is that it destroys the provisions that really protected us from government, because what they have done is they say that no court can interfere with anything that this Military Commissions Act does or what the military commissions do. And how do you get before the courts and prove that you're an American citizen, you have a right to habeas corpus, when the judges can't intervene? And if the military commission says you're not a citizen, I mean, how can you prove you're a citizen? What we've done is do away with the protection of our courts and do away with habeas corpus, and it is the most draconian act, next to, of course, the next act, which, of course, is the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, which does away with the Posse Comitatus laws, does away with the insurrection laws, and allows the government to quarter troops in any part of this country without the permission of the governor, without the permission of the local authorities. Just like King George did, at the time of the American Revolution. How could these things be happening? Why aren't we hearing about it? Why, very simply, they control the media. Well, is Glenn here? Glenn, are you here?
Yes.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you so very much for being with us. And I was just pointing out, if we really were involved in a war on terrorism, why haven't they protected our border? Why have they had, until at least very, very recently, the Catch and Release Act? So if you're an Islamic terrorist and you're picked up, why they immediately let you go? I mean, and tell you to come back for a hearing, and who's ever going to come back for a hearing if you're an Islamic terrorist? And yet how many people have come in from Islamic countries, from terrorist countries, been caught and then released immediately under the Catch and Release Act? And is that still enforced, Glenn? Do we know?
Well, they say it isn't, but there's strong evidence that it is. They hold them for a while. They still release them. They don't have the facilities to hold them. They had promised to end it. It is not ended in toto. I don't have, as of today, the immediate numbers, but it has not been ended.
All right, fine. And so basically they're not telling the American people the truth, but they sure want us to feel good when we're going into the elections, don't they?
Well, absolutely. The truth about the border has not been told, but I think the important thing is the truth. And let's admit something, that the House of Representatives did pass H.R. 6061, which was the border fence bill, and it was signed by the president because of the pressure of the American people. But let's also understand that if the Democrats take over the House of Representatives, there is no question that an amnesty, a full amnesty bill, will be passed.
But that's exactly what President Bush wants. I mean, so does it really matter whether we have Democrats or Republicans there when the leaders of the Republican Party are pushing for amnesty, too? We're going to be right back with Glenn Spencer here at the Genesis Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
At the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today, certainly we're going to be talking, you know, about what's really going on behind the scenes, and unfortunately, why most people really don't understand what's happening down on the border. Our guest is Glenn Spencer, and we're talking about, well, you know, what have they really guarding the border? And I'd like to suggest, no, they're not allowed to. What about the catch and release program? I mean, if we're really concerned about those wicked terrorists, you wouldn't think that we would release anybody who came from an Islamic country. We would certainly want to send them back, especially if they violated our laws to come into the country. And yet, for the last 5 years, we've been letting them do that, and we still have yet to have a major terrorist attack in America, so maybe nothing is it appears to be. Certainly, the administration really isn't concerned about the threat of Islamic terrorism. They would have sealed the border. They would have stopped the Chechen release program. They would have an effective watch list at our airports, but none of these things have been carried out. Now, Glenn was just saying that if the Democrats get in, why, certainly they will go ahead and give it an amnesty program. But isn't that just what George Bush wants? In fact, I think the only reason we didn't get amnesty was because a lot of the Republicans refused to go along with what the administration and their leadership wanted because of the pressure, you know, from the public. And I think a lot of the Democrats acceded to that, too, don't you?
Well, they certainly they did. But it was only Gene Sensenbrenner in the House of Representatives who dug in his heels and stopped this guest worker amnesty program. And they finally, because of public pressure and people like your audience, screamed bloody murder. But remember, if the Democrats win tomorrow, we're going to wake up to a new world Wednesday morning. That is a world in which it's likely that Nancy Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Now, if you have just about 10 seconds, I'd like to play a little clip of Nancy from C-SPAN a couple of months ago.
What about the immigration proposals that the Republicans are moving forward? The fence is going today, and I believe that they keep people unveiled some other initiatives.
No, she says no. Okay, she doesn't support the fencing bill. And then she goes on to say that she wants a comprehensive program to give a path of citizenship for 20 million people. Now, we have to understand what the Speaker of the House is saying, or the potential Speaker of the House. She is going to run the House of Representatives. And the Democrats will pass an amnesty bill.
Glenn, are you there? Glenn, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a dial tone, and then I'm back.
Okay, very good. Well, of course, the thing is, George Bush could always veto that legislation, but he wants it as well.
Because this is his program.
I know it is. And so the Democrats are pushing George Bush's program.
That is correct. And George Bush has been dragging the feet. He has forced the Republican Party to withhold support from some of the strongest advocates of border control, such as Randy Graff, here in southern Arizona.
Right.
So he is willing to put the Republican Party at risk so he can get his amnesty program.
Right. And so basically we have the leaders of both political parties wanting the same thing. The only thing we can do is bring such pressure to bear that the Democrats will say, Nancy, we don't dare do it because they're going to come after us.
This is just my opinion, but this is their program. This is what they have been pushing for 40 years. They're not going to back out. They're going to move right in. The only thing that's standing between us and the loss of our sovereignty is the House of Representatives. Because the Senate passed the immigration reform bill that the president sponsored, right? And the only thing that stood between us and amnesty was the House of Representatives. There is no question about that. You know, here we have, also, if the Republicans maintain control of the House, the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee would be Representative Lamar Smith, a Texan. Now, I've been at this program for 15 years, almost 16 years. Lamar Smith headed up the Immigration and Claims Subcommittee in the House of Representatives, the Judiciary Committee, a subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee. He was has been for the last 15 years, one of the strongest advocates of border control and crackdown on illegal immigration. Guess what? If the Republicans are put in power, are returned to power in the House of Representatives, Lamar Smith would head the Judiciary Committee, okay, that oversees the Immigration Reform Committee. He would crack heads. Guess who would be head of that committee if the Democrats win? John Conyers. You've got the possibility Wednesday morning of waking up to a Congress that is so radical in terms of open borders and amnesty, we would never survive. People don't understand that. You're looking at Nancy Pelosi and Conyers and others who have been for years advocates of an open border, and they would be put in power in the House of Representatives. And they would use it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening here, Glenn. I'm just listening to what you have to say.
Yeah. They would use it. And there is no question. And because of the powerful forces, the people who created this situation, the Ford Foundation and all the rest, are just drooling right now.
Yep.
Because it was only this Congress, this House of Representatives, that stood up to them.
Well, but remember that George Bush put tremendous pressure on the members of the Republican Party to go along with the Democratic program.
But they ignored him.
I know they did.
That's the only thing that stood between us and amnesty was House of Representatives, a Republican-controlled House of Representatives that defied him. And they told him, you're not going to get away with this. We're going to pass, and they passed that fence bill, and they used some tricks They held it back from the president's signature until 2 weeks before the election, and they demanded that he hold a signing ceremony in the White House. He did it at about 6 o'clock in the morning. But
you don't really think that George Bush is ever going to allow a fence up there, do you?
Well,
I mean, in the real world,
no,
he may talk about it.
That forced him to sign the bill will force him to start building that fence.
But
now,
I will
be up in the air. I'll be up in the air tomorrow, and we'll be reporting to the American people the progress of that fence. And by the way, we're just moving into a new facility right on the border. We just acquired a large piece of land right on the border. Large piece. Right in the middle of a major smuggling zone. And we're going to be building our own virtual fence right there. And we're going to be watching this and keeping the pressure on the president. If we could only keep the House of Representatives.
Well, my understanding is that they've already contracted with Boeing to put in a virtual fence rather than a real fence. And does the fence stipulate any of the things, you know, how high it's to be or how wide it's to be or how much so, you know?
They're supposed to have a report here in about 30 days as to the detailed plans.
But, of course, they could build a fence, a virtual fence, and use that legislation to justify not doing what the people want.
Well, we're going to build a virtual fence and see if it works. We're going to use the best technology and show how a fence is really needed. This is what we do on the border. We are experts.
We know how
to do a virtual fence. We know what is needed. And we're going to rally the political forces to force this administration to do its job. And we'll let the American people know, as we have been, from the air, live, if necessary, to show them the progress.
Well, tell me, Glenn, is the National Guard still down there now? Because the president made a big issue.
They are very sparsely. We flew from Nogales over to New Mexico on Friday. I flew it. We found a few National Guardsmen working on the roads and up in little lookout spots around Nogales. Other than that, we didn't get over to Yuma, but all the rest of Arizona, there was no one.
In other words, they made a big issue about how we're really going to do something now, boy. How we're really going to get tough in immigration. We're going to put down 6,000 National Guardsmen, and most of them are gone home.
Oh well, there are no. Well, how can I say that? The estimate of 6,000 is overblown. I would estimate if there are between 2,000 and 3,000, we'd be lucky.
All right, and of course, it's really all symbolism over substance. It's rhetoric over reality. It's to sell the American people that we're really going to do something when they have no intention of doing it.
You know what the Mexicans did this morning?
What?
There's an abandoned railroad that comes out of Mexico. They rigged up a pickup truck with railroad wheels on it, and the Border Patrol was trying to chase them down the railroad. I don't know what ever happened. They outran them. The last I heard, they were headed north toward Tucson.
Really?
Yeah, on a railroad track.
Well, the thing is, if they wanted to stop illegal immigration, they would. They really have no intention
to
with the executive branch.
And I listen to this. They're lost all the time. They don't know where they are. Their helicopter pilots have no idea. When they call, the person calls up and says, they're up Ash Canyon, called up this morning. This is a new chopper pilot. Where's that? They try to tell him. He doesn't know. Is it east or west of Highway 92? It's west. Okay, I'll look around. Well, it is the Keystone Cops.
Well, can't
they have all this high technology. I have high technology in my airplane 10 times better than what they have in their helicopters.
Why can't they use GPS technology and localize it exactly?
They want it to fail. They don't want these guys to be effective. They don't have GPS. You can buy this stuff down at Walmart better than what they have in these helicopters. And they don't use it. And
sure.
the people are lost. I would say 75% of the time on the radio is trying to tell somebody to go someplace without any guidance, without any systematic method. Half the time. They don't know what they're doing. And it's a joke.
But even if they do find them in the helicopter, there's nothing they can do. They're not going to machine gun them. They're not going to bomb them. They can't do anything until, of course, the Border Patrol gets there. So... why
the patrol gets there, they put them in a van, they take them back to the NACO station, they process them, and take them and put them back into Mexico so they can try again.
Catch and release, I think that's what they call it.
Well, catch and release. Catch and release talks about...
we'll be right back.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Glenn Spencer. And Glenn is on the front lines of this battle down there on the border. He really, is certainly the one organization that is patrolling the border, and that's why they call him the American Patrol or the American Border Patrol. And certainly broadcasting live on the Internet, and you can actually see on a daily basis what's really going on down there. Glenn, would you like to give your website so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. We have two of them. One, which is I privately support. It's called AmericanPatrol.com. It's called Glenn Spencer's American Patrol Report. That is a hard-hitting, take-no-prisoners political site. The nonprofit organization which I head is called American Border Patrol. That's a 501c3, and that is dedicated to the application of technology to the border to bring the story of the border to the American people, and that's AmericanBorderPatrol.com. And I'm sitting out in my backyard right now here right on the border looking at Border Road, watching a Border Patrolman drag some tires behind his vehicle. That's how they catch or find people, when they drag tires along the border, and when the people cross, they come back and look for footprints. Now, that's the technology they use. And of course, if people walk across on a rug, or if they come across and then brush out their footprints, that technology fails.
See, I would think that that might have been great, you know, at the time of the Indian War is back in the 1800s, but you would hardly think that this is technology you would be using, you know,
that
in the 21st century.
Technology that is used by the Border Patrol, 75% of the time, it's looking for footprints. And that's what they spend their time doing, dragging roads with old tires, and then coming back later on and look for footprints. And then if they see them, then they try to follow them. They call it cutting for sign and pushing sign.
Well, don't a lot of the Border Patrolmen realize that this is just all an act of futility, that they're playing a losing game and that they're forced to lose by the leaders in Washington, D.C.?
Well, yes, but, you know, the Border Patrol Academy is the longest, most extensive police training academy in the United States, and I think it's because it's so much indoctrination. They're trained essentially to be a welcome wagon, and they are indoctrinated at these. They're not trained. They're indoctrinated into the open border philosophy, and a lot of them are young. Their education level isn't that great. They're not that sophisticated, and they don't understand that. They don't realize what is happening to them.
And, of course, this is really all an effort to destroy America from within. We've been invaded. Our leaders want a multicultural, multilingual society where they can play one group against the other. And certainly the Mexicans are simply pawns in this whole game, just as we're pawns in the game.
Yes.
And, you know, but in the end result, what they'll do is lower our living standards to that of Mexico when everybody loses.
That's correct. And, So I really want to emphasize this. I'm not a partisan. I really am not. I don't go out and beat the drums for Republicans, but I really do believe that it is extremely important that, you know, I totally disagree with the president. I was opposed to the war in Iraq before it started. I was on national television. I said, here we are going around halfway around the world to attack a country that is no direct threat to us, when every night thousands of people cross our border from a country who believes this is their land. And I still believe that today. And now we have all of this trouble in Latin America. I think it's a direct result of a misguided policy. But I will tell you, regardless of how you feel about President Bush, I applaud the result of the Republican House of Representatives in getting this fence bill passed. At least they got the president to sign it. And these Latin American countries are up in arms, and they wouldn't be if they thought it was not going to work, or if they thought it would never be built. They think there's a chance that it will be built, and the American people will demand that it be built. And we're going to play our role in seeing to it that the American people do demand it.
Well, I should agree.
Do educate them. If they're not building it, they'll know.
But
tell them.
I agree with you totally, Glenn, and you know I'm on your side, but you know the most illogical thing I've ever heard when we have a 2,000-mile border is to, you know, argue about building a 700-mile fence. Now, if you want to argue about building a 2,000-mile fence, I think that's great. To argue over a 700-mile fence that may or may not ever be built, you know, we ought to be
trying to do something. The first step. What we can do is if we build a 700-mile fence, we'll fly over and show that they're going around it. And the people will say, then finish it.
Okay.
So we built a 14-mile fence in San Diego, and that led to the 700-mile fence. And
we'll
I think if we take that step, it'll lead to a 2,000-mile fence.
You hang on there. We'll be right back with Glenn Spencer.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. The unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain. Salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Glenn Spencer. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Glenn is on the front lines down there on the border every single day, trying to get the American people to understand we are being invaded. We're being invaded with the help of the Ford Foundation. Remember that next time you're going to buy a car. We're being invaded with the help of our own government, which is funding LULAC and other racist organizations. We're being funded with the help of other great tax-exempt foundations, the liberal left, who want to destroy America. Well, with that as a background, our telephone number 1-800-259-5791. And once again, let's get out those websites.
Oh, yes. Well, it's AmericanPatrol.com and AmericanBorderPatrol.com. And by the way, AmericanPatrol.com is about to pass 18 million hits.
I think that's great. I know that you're reaching an awful lot of people, and certainly you're doing a great job. Now, what about the Minutemen? Are they being effective at all down there? Are they still there?
Oh, no, they are not here, but it was very important what the Minutemen did. They came down and they drew attention to the border. They stayed down here a month. This was a year and a half ago. What they're doing mostly is working in the interior. What the Minutemen learned after a while is what we learned about 4 years ago, is just coming down and sitting in a lawn chair with binoculars was very helpful in drawing attention, but it's not very effective. You have to understand the nature of this problem and the need for high technology. The Minutemen saw very few illegal aliens, and I don't think they deterred anyone, but they did draw attention. They're no longer working on the border. We are working with a big group in Texas called the Texas Border Volunteers, and this is a very high-powered group that's working with some of the largest ranches in Texas, and I mean 1.2 million acres total. We went down and flew a mission with them with our infrared camera flying overhead and designating people on the ground with a powerful laser. We are working with them and growing in our relationship. But the Minutemen, they had a role. They're now working mainly in the interior, in cities, and they have demonstrations across the country. But as far as the border is concerned, no, they're not really here.
All right, fine. So the thing is that we need to get the American people involved, but they have to pretty do this by putting pressure on their elected representatives. And the thing is that you're not going to stop this at all as long as the job's here. You're not going to stop this as long as the government is giving food stamps and free housing and free education and free health care to these people who are violating our laws. You're not going to stop it as long as their jobs.
I thought that for many, many years. But I decided to come down and make a stand at the border because a good general picks his battlefields. And the opposition's weapons against us vaporize here on the border. There are very few arguments people could successfully argue we need to keep our borders open. And I think this is the place to start. And I think that if we can start building that fence and stop the flood, patch the roof before we start pumping out the cellar, I think this, for a lot of reasons, is the place to start. And those other things need to be done. But if we can't stop the flood across the border, we can't, and it can be stopped. And if we can't convince our government to use the resources it's minuscule in terms of the power and resources of this government. The resources that are needed to do this are minuscule. That they spend more money in one day in Iraq than it would cost us to build a fence across our whole southern border. So it's silly that we can't do this, and we should do it as a first step. Hello? Hello?
Yes, is Cole there? Cole from Alabama?
Yes, sir. This is Carl from Alabama.
Carl from Alabama. Okay, Carl.
Yeah, Glenn, you said the right words. That's exactly the truth. I think George Bush has done everything he could to get the Democrats in control of the House to carry out his amnesty. And if he does that, they'll be voting as soon as they get amnesty, and that'll be the end of America. Because I believe it's 30 or 40 million here.
The argument could be made that he wants the Democrats to control the House.
I know he does, and people can't see that. He's done everything. You know, he maneuvered the Senate around. He didn't back Bob Smith and backed, he's a Democrat, I think. But,
yeah, whatever he is.
You're exactly right on that. I'm here in Alabama. We got about five good congressmen here. They don't vote exactly like I want them to, but the downfall of this country is going to be immigration. They started in 65 when they changed all the rules in Ted Kennedy and them. And that's what they plan on doing, get the Democratic House and make amnesty.
Okay, fine. I agree with this. Anything else before we let you go, Carl?
No, sir. Just keep up the good work, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Let's go to Mike calling from Arizona. Again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And Mike in Arizona.
Yes, hi. Glenn, you were featured along with Chris Simcox in a video entitled The Line in the Sand. And I got a hold of that recently, and I strongly recommend that to anyone who's really interested in lobbying on this issue. It has a lot of good information in it, and it explains much about why the philosophy of the government is as schizophrenic as it is.
Well, now, is that a video? Is that DVD, or what is it?
It's a DVD.
Okay, where did you get it?
I got it, curiously enough, at a Borders bookstore.
Uncle Glenn, do you know where people can get that?
Yeah.
Glenn, are you there?
Hello?
Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you know where they can get that DVD?
I don't know. I haven't seen it myself. I've heard about it. I'm sure if you just go on and type in Google Line in the Sand, and it'll
like
pop right up.
Let me tell them where. I might as well go ahead and plug it.
Okay, go ahead.
I brought it up. You can get it through OctoberSunFilms.com. That's all one word, OctoberSunFilms.com. The project link is the one you click on, and you can order it through their website. And it's a great video. Glenn, in particular, has some statements in there that point out just the blatant hypocrisy. You know, the government can't claim to be so concerned about our security when they have this catch and release policy on other than Mexican illegals, as you point out in the video, where the U.S. attorney down in Tucson just releases them basically on their own recognizance, sworn to reappear, you know, maybe a year later, and of course they never do. So, you know, how is it that we're being frisked in the airport, and any illegal being caught other than Mexicans who are, you know, who just basically have a revolving door along the border, they have to be captured 15 times before they're even considered to be guilty of any kind of infraction of the law. It's just utterly absurd.
My technical director the other night was arrested by the Border Patrol and thrown in the back of a vehicle handcuffed because he had an old traffic ticket in Phoenix that he forgot about 10 years ago.
I think somebody must have searched long and hard for that, for some excuse to pick
and
up.
And we have eyewitnesses that were at the Naco Border Patrol station with this supervisor who did this, came in and high-fived and said, "We got ABP.
Oh, my.
Mike was released on his own recognizance the next morning when the magistrate said he didn't even have to pay a bond or a fine or anything. It was a minor traffic thing that they dug out of the database and arrested my man and threw him in jail.
These people are just shameless.
Yeah, it is. And they were so glad that they nailed us because he knew who we were.
Sure.
And we were out trying to help them.
Well, he didn't want your help because he didn't want to solve the problem. He's on the other side, quite obviously.
Well, that's correct. And the philosophy of the management of the Border Patrol is no good deed will go unpunished.
Right. Anything else, Mike?
Oh, no, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. And, of course, that's Mike calling from Arizona. If you're out there, you have a question for Glenn, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And when we send our boys halfway around the world to fight to install a Islamic Republic there in what was once a secular Iraq, you know, our boys just think they're fighting for freedom, but we're not going to give them freedom. The government is an Islamic dictatorship under the control of the mullahs. That's what the constitution we've imposed on those poor unfortunate people is all about, and that's why the Sunni Muslims are upset, because they're going to be Shia mullahs, Shia religionists who are in charge of this whole thing, and they don't like Sunnis, so the Sunnis will be second-class citizens there. This is not democracy at all. One man, one vote, one time. Well, but anyway, they can do that over there, but that's a great distraction. And while we fixed our attention on the Middle East, we're losing our freedom here at home. So anyway, Glenn, certainly, why don't you explain what this catch and release is? It's not necessarily the Republicans.
What it is if they, you see, if they catch, if a Mexican crosses the border, they say, "Would you like to go home, or do you want to appeal your return?" They, 99.9% of them voluntarily go back to Mexico. The other ones, Mexico won't take back. If they're from Central America or any place else, Mexico says, "What are you bringing these people in here for? You know, that we don't want them." So what they've been doing in the past is putting them in prison overnight or in jail or a holding facility, and then giving them a note to return for a court hearing in, like, say, 1 year. And in some cases, if they have far to go, they'll give them a bus ticket. And then they never show up. So that's called catch and release. And then many of them from, you know, countries of interest, you know, Syria and Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia. But, you see, since we don't have a database on these people, we don't even know who they are. We don't know if they're terrorists. Because how are you going to know unless they've done something that has caused drawn attention to them? So what they will do is you've got a guy in here, 24 years old, from Saudi Arabia, and they let him go. Let him go. So now, because of the outrage that the American people have expressed, and they said, we're going to stop this, and they've been setting up whole facilities, more and more facilities to hold them until they can be deported. But the word that I have is they are holding them a little longer, but they're still releasing them.
Well, after all, we wouldn't want to hold anybody that violated the laws, would we? Well, you know, the thing is that this whole story is really so incredible, Glenn, and you wonder, you know, if the American people really understand that we have traitors in Washington, D.C., who sworn to uphold our Constitution, our laws, and are violating them with impunity, and some of them, of course, are working at the highest levels of our government.
Well, Dr. Stan, I am encouraged by the spreading influence of radio talk shows such as yours and the Internet. And I won't be surprised if we are differentiating the American people so much. There are more and more people who are better informed, such that the statistical sampling that they use to predict the outcome of elections may become more and more reliable because of the lack of homogeneity of these populations. Instead of 1,000, they may need a sample size of 3,000. But I will not be surprised if the Republicans hold on to the House of Representatives tomorrow.
All right. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I know I'm certainly going to be watching the returns as soon as I get off my evening program. And we do have you on again one more time this week, so we'll
yes,
be able to
it'll
talk.
Be interesting maybe, to talk about it then.
We'll be able to talk about it then. Well, if
yes.
You're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, comment, we have time for one more question at 1-800-259-5791. Glenn, do you think that the massive influx of people who work for lower wages has influenced the wage scale in our country? Do you think it's going to gradually lower?
Dr. Borjas of Harvard has shown that this is the case. He's an economist. And certainly the stock market's going crazy because labor costs are down, unions are being broken up by foreign automakers coming in here. And so, yes, the profits are way up and wages are way down.
And, of course, this is going to have a tremendous impact on our society, and we're going to end up with a two-tiered society, the very rich and the very poor.
No question about it. California is well on its way in that direction.
And, of course, here in California, it's estimated that it's costing us $10 billion a year. Now, our whole budget is maybe $100 billion, $110 billion, $120 billion, and at
well,
least ten billion.
And you've been buoyed. You've been essentially the economy of the state of California has been held up by escalating real estate values and the profits that people have made off of those and refinancing and all of those things. Of course, that bubble is now bursting. And time will tell what that's going to do to the budget of the state of California.
Amen to that. We've got Rick calling from Texas. Hi, Rick. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. I just had a real quick question. What was the bill number of the good bill? So I'll know whether my Republican congressman actually did the right thing or not.
H.R. 6061.
6061?
Yes.
Okay, so if he voted for that, he wasn't for Bush then.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, fine. And, of course, the thing is that we ought to know ahead of time how our representatives vote on this issue. Is there any place that they can get that information, Glenn?
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
Is there any place they can get information on how...
Well, yes. There's a website called NumbersUSA and .org, and there they will give you the information that you need, .com, and Numbers USA will give you a ranking of all. You can go there, and it says who should get your vote on November 7th, and it gives immigration grades and candidates. They have another site called congressgrades.org, and it is a tremendous amount of information on Numbers USA that can inform you as to how people voted.
All right, for those numbers... Is that NumbersUSA or just
NumbersUSA.com?
NumbersUSA.com. So
right.
Go there if you want information, and I've heard excellent things about the website. I've never been there on my own. Well, Glenn, you've got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Well, I truly believe this. I think we're at a pivotal point, and I certainly hope that anybody who is concerned about the future of their country will go out and vote tomorrow and understand that a Democrat House of Representatives will pass an amnesty bill, the Senate will sign off on it, and the President will sign the bill, and we will have a lot of trouble bailing out of that one, if we ever do.
Well, if we ever do is right, because, of course, there are people who have a different vision of America, and it's an entirely different America than they want. They want a multicultural, multilingual society, and they want to destroy the culture that once made America the envy of the world. Glenn Spencer, thank you so very much. We'll look
thank
forward
you,
to having
Stan.
You back with us later this week, and we'll talk about the results of the election. We'll either weep or cry. I don't know which one. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, we've got a four-tape set on immigration with interviews with Glenn Spencer. We have a great DVD, The Conquest of Aztland. We have certainly the book, The Minutemen, by Jerome Corsi. We have a brand-new tape set. It goes into what's happening. It's called of the North American community, the demise of national sovereignty, interviews with Dr. Corsi, and then we have a book, Fighting for Immigration Anarchy. Fighting Immigration Anarchy. So we have two books, and we have two four-tape sets. We got a DVD, and we want you to get them and get that information. Help us getting out. The four-tape set on immigration, the one on the North American community, and then, of course, Minuteman. You really want to get that book. Fighting Immigration Anarchy, great book, and certainly the conquest of Aztlan. That means when they take your home and turn it over to a Mexican national who's already been watching it because he's been promised he will have your home if you live in one of the five states, and maybe if you don't live in one of the five states. But what you really understand is that there's an attack on America. It is being coordinated by the globalists who hate America. Who hate American sovereignty, and who are they? They are the people who lead the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Skull and Bones, the Bilderbergers, the Lucis Trust, the Masons, and all of these other groups who are dedicated to the New World Order. Now, not every Mason, not every CFR member are part of this, but the leadership is, they really understand. And behind that, those dark spiritual forces that energize what's going on. If you'd like to get the items we listed, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because remember, we're on radio 5 hours a day, and we're on satellite 9 hours a day. We're on shortwave 4 hours a day. We're on on the Internet 5 hours a day, and it's all expensive, and quite frankly, we need your funding. We need your help to get the information out. So if you can help us, if there's any way you can, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, or you can get the four best CDs of the month, for that matter. And then, of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter. Whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We've got all sorts of books, and we have a health catalog and all sorts of health products, and you really want to stock up on the things. And the things we carry are what Barbara and I and my family take, and you want to have a good supply on hand, because we probably will be at war with Iran sometime within the next few months. And we do not know what the implications of that are, but I fear for my country when I reflect that God is just, and he is going to bring his judgment on America in the very near future. Not for what we've done in many instances, but because of what we have not done, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And beyond everything, or behind everything going on today, are powerful spiritual forces. And if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to. If you haven't read my material on the occult hierarchy that rules the world, it's a three pamphlet set. It's only $9.95. You need to get it. And then, of course, you need to go to our website and pull down our newsletters. You need to read my August and September newsletters, which tell you who rules the world and what energizes them. It tells you about the spiritual forces behind this whole thing. So you can get that at RadioLiberty.com. If you can't get it at RadioLiberty.com, we'll be glad to send you a free newsletter. If you'd like a free health catalog, it'll be available. Or a regular catalog, for that matter. Or you can simply go up on the website and look at all the various things that we have. We carry the things that you are going to need for the difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, the most important message we can give is it's a spiritual battle, and you're going to have to look to the Lord for help. Pray for America. Pray for revival, because if we don't have a revival, we're going to lose this country. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here at Radio Liberty.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, today we're going to have Judge Roy Moore. And, of course, just remember he was the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, and there was a problem that was raised by those people who hate the Ten Commandments and hates God, and because Judge Roy Moore would not remove the monument from the courthouse where he was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, there was a hearing, and he was removed from his position. But Judge Roy Moore has always been a leader of doing what was right, and he has pointed out that we are losing our freedom in America because, of course, we've lost the moral foundation of our nation. Judge Roy Moore, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Orr. Glad to be with you.
Well, tell me now, what are you doing since we know you ran for Alabama, for the governor of Alabama, and I thought that you would be certainly have been the Republican nominee for the governor. What happened there during that election?
Well, the incumbent governor got the edge in the primary, so, you know, that's not to be.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you know, I was just surprised that there was not more support nationwide from the evangelical Christians for you. In fact, some of them were even very critical of you without justification, almost as if they were on the other side.
Well, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there, Doctor, and that's just what we have to deal with. We have to do what's right.
All right. Well, you always have. And I don't know whether you remember meeting me back at the Council for National Policy a couple of years ago when you were the speaker. Anyway, under any circumstances, what are you doing now and what do you think America needs to do?
Well, I'm right now, today, I'm traveling back from Tennessee where I was speaking. I was spoken yesterday at two churches, and then today at a meeting where we had civic leaders and others. And basically, I explained that our solution to the problem is very simple, and that's return to the acknowledgement of the God upon which this nation and our laws are founded.
But of course,
so there are consequences.
But of course, the thing is, the Supreme Court has taken God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and so many of our young people don't have that moral foundation. They need to lead moral lives. And then we find, I hear the leader of the National Association of Evangelicals, it has to resign because of charges of sexual impropriety and methamphetamine use. This has a tremendous impact on people's impression of what Christianity is all about.
Well, yes, and that just goes to show you what happens when you distance yourself from God. You lose the moral basis upon which you're founded. And that's what's happening in our country. Washington understood this very long ago when he gave his farewell address. He said that whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. In other words, all he was saying was that when you distance yourself from God, you will lose your national morality, and that's what's happening in our country, and it's obvious, as you said, in various ways, one of which is the downfall of ministries that are there to teach the gospel.
Well, of course, how are we going to reclaim that when, of course, some of our religious leaders don't seem to be adhering at all to those basic principles? And you sort of hold that thought, and we're going to be back here in just a moment with Judge Roy Moore, who, of course, at the present time, heads a foundation that deals with moral issues, and this is really the major problem of our time, the Foundation for Moral Law. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Judge Roy Moore, and he's actually going to be speaking from his cell phone at the present time, and he's traveling on his way to another speaking engagement. Leaving his position or being forced out of his position of Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Judge Roy Moore has been heading something known as the Foundation for Moral Law, trying to call America back to its religious foundation that once made America the envy of the world, because, of course, freedom can only exist among a moral people. And as John Adams had said so well, our system of government, our Constitution, was made only for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. And as we see what's going on in our society, and we watch television, and we see recently what's happened to the head of the National Association of Evangelicals, we suddenly realize that we're really not a moral society. Judge Roy Moore, what can be done to restore that moral foundation once, resulted in our freedom and we were truly a moral nation?
Well, I think the solution is as simple as the problem has been, and that's we've removed the knowledge of God by edicts from the Supreme Court, which are not based upon law but on their own predilections and feelings, not based upon any definitions or of the words in the First Amendment. And I think the solution is simply to restore that knowledge, is to take that jurisdiction which the Supreme Court has unlawfully usurped and return it to the people. You know, the Bill of Rights was a protection against federal government intrusion. That's why it says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The Supreme Court, instead of Congress, is now trying to make those laws. If the Congress can't make a law, what is it that the Supreme Court is interpreting? And that's simply to say that the acknowledgement of God is the very basis of the First Amendment, and to forbid that acknowledgement, they're distorting the law to remove our moral basis. And when you do that, you suffer the immorality which we're suffering.
Well, of course, one of the problems is that Congress could have done something about it and steadfastly refused to. They could have simply passed a law and put an appendix onto it saying the courts can't intervene. Why didn't our Republican Christian administration do that and restore the right to prayer in schools and our local communities?
Well, I think you hit one of the main points, Doctor, is that it really isn't the judges, because the judges are just doing something they're getting away with. They're intruding their powers.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Judge Roy Moore, and he's on a cell phone, which means we don't get the best communication, but I want you to hear what he has to say. And I simply asked him the question, what can we do? Certainly Congress could have taken care of this whole issue of prayer in school by simply passing a law and then adding an appendage to that law saying, under Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, the judges may not intervene or have anything to do with this legislation and interfere with prayer in our schools or with the Ten Commandments in our schools or even the mention of God in our schools. Go ahead, Colonel. Pardon me, Judge. What can be done?
Well, you know, for the past 2 years, we've had the Constitutional Restoration Act before Congress. It's received increasing support. And it simply states something very basic. It says that when a state, federal, or local official acknowledges God as a sovereign source of law, liberty, or government, the court has no jurisdiction. Now, of course, you hear the ACLU and others say that that's stripping the courts of jurisdiction. It's absolutely not stripping the courts. It's simply recognizing that in that jurisdiction where we acknowledge God, which is is done in our organic documents, the court has no jurisdiction to forbid that. And it's just a fulfillment of the First Amendment. It also states in the Constitutional Restoration Act that when courts, federal courts particularly, rule by foreign law, they should be, federal judges should be impeached. That's saying nothing, but what the Constitution already says is that they're sworn to the Constitution as the supreme law of our land, and such treaties made under the authority of the United States, not to foreign law. And basically, they have violated their oath and should be impeached.
The solution,
as I said before, is not just to correct the judges. We've got to wake Congress to their power to check the judicial branch and bring them back in line with the Constitution.
Well, of course, we've seen that they obviously, they know it, that they have the power, because in the Military Commission Act, they simply added to that legislation, which stripped people of the right to habeas corpus, at least non-citizens, or anybody accused of being a terrorist at that right to habeas corpus, and they said that judges can't intervene. In other words, they were applying Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. So they've always known that they had that. It almost seems like there were people in leadership positions who did not want to certainly reclaim the congressional power to say that if a community wants to have prayer in school, they ought to be able to have it.
Well, certainly, prayer in school or the taking of the Ten Commandments or removing of religious symbolism is simply a method to remove an understanding that there is a God who gives us our inalienable rights, which government can't take away. And when government pretends that it gives those rights, then it is taking those rights from us. And that's the big problem, Doctor, and we've got to address it sooner or later in this country, or we will lose our identity as a free nation.
And I think you're absolutely right. Well, you know, is this movement growing? I know, of course, you have your Foundation for Moral Law. But certainly, how are we going to get enough churches, enough Christians to be willing to take a stand and to elect the sort of moral people we have in government who will do what's right? What we need is people who have fear of the God in office. And I wonder, as I see the Foley cover-up by people in the key positions and in the Republican Party, and as a lifelong Republican, I'm very deeply disturbed to see that the Republican leadership did not have the courage to do what was right.
Well, you've got to understand the solution to our problems is not in a political party or in any particular leadership, whether it be a governor or president or chief justice or whoever. Our solution is in God, and until you understand that and believe that, and it's in an education process, and I think that's going on across our country. I think we're seeing a lot of homeschooling, a lot of even public school in certain areas which are waking up to the problem. Of course, that's always a problem in the public school because it's controlled by the state. And until we, teach our children that this country was founded on a unique principle, that there was a creator God who gave us our rights. Today I quoted Harry Truman in his 1949 inaugural address when he said, "The American people stand firm in the faith which has inspired this nation from the beginning. We believe that all men are created equal because they're created in the image of God. And from this faith we will not be moved." And indeed, we have been moved today by a court that has misinterpreted the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. That's why the Foundation for Moral Law exists, to restore that understanding in state and federal briefs and briefs before the Supreme Court regarding the First Amendment. And that's one of the main things we do at the Foundation.
Well, now, what do you think of the new two people there, Alito and, of course, Judge Roberts? Do you think that they will adhere to the Constitution, or do you think that they will continue reinterpreting it as the their people who were there before have?
Well, time will tell, Doctor, but I think that the problem, again, is back in education. When lawyers are taught in school the First Amendment, they're not taught the words. They're not taught the meaning of the words. They're taught case law, which uses various tests which have no relationship to the law. And until we get back to judges which interpret words in a statute according to the original meaning, we're not going to correct the problem.
Well, of course, most of our judges have never read the Constitution, certainly in law school. In fact, my good friend John Stormer, who I know you know, has said that he's talked to literally hundreds of lawyers, and only one or two of them ever read the Constitution or studied the Constitution when they were in law school. All they read was the case law about the Constitution. And if you've never read or studied the Constitution, how do you know what it said, and how do you know that it hasn't been misinterpreted?
Well, you can ask that of any lawyer that's gone through law school in the last 20, 30 years. They do not teach the words. They do not teach. I was speaking at law school not long ago, and I asked a crowd if anybody could recite the First Amendment. There were professors and others in there, and no one raised their hand. They simply don't teach what the meaning of the words is. They teach what some judge is misinterpreted as, and that's not law. That's the feelings of a judge. In my case in Alabama, for example, the federal district court said that he declined an invitation to define the words. Indeed, thought that he was unable to define the word and did not have the understanding of the meaning of the word. And yet he said he used the word as absolutely in his 89-page opinion over 150 times and said he did not know what it meant. And that's the kind of vanity that's going on in our court system. He actually said in his opinion that it was dangerous and unwise to define the word. Well, when you can't define a word and when you think it's dangerous to define a word, the only thing that he can base his opinion on is how he feels. And that's exactly what he said. He said while he couldn't define religion, it was religiously offensive that I gave him a definition out of the United States Supreme Court in 1878 and 1890 regarding the word religion. Because, you see, our forefathers knew that the First Amendment was all about the freedom that God gave us to worship Him. And when the courts used that freedom used that First Amendment to prohibit the acknowledgement of that God, they distort the whole meaning of the First Amendment, and that's the problem.
And, of course, the thing is that they knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, I believe that the people on the Supreme Court back in 1962, that passed the legislation that knew that, 40 years down the line, we would have an immoral and amoral society if they took God out of our schools. That means children need to be brought up in the way of the Lord. And if they're not brought up in the way of the Lord, if we teach them only evolution and never creation, if children are criticized, for believing in the validity of the scriptures, then what's the foundation of their belief going to be? It's going to be how they feel, and they're always going to feel the wrong way.
Dr. Montes, I think that the biggest problem is that the people of our country do not understand the serious consequences when we do not recognize a sovereign God. The Declaration of Independence, when it was signed in August, actually it was voted on in July and signed on August 2nd formally. But when they began this nation, they understood very well that it was a unique concept, that they founded upon God-given rights, and that government could not interfere with those rights, rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And therefore, they also passed the Bill of Rights to the Constitution to prohibit an overbearing federal government from intruding into our rights. And indeed, that's exactly what's happening today. And people, because they don't understand that rights are given by God, will accept the state interfering with those rights. And therein lies the problem. As children are taught the knowledge of God, then they come to an understanding that there are consequences when we don't acknowledge God. In 1933 and 1946, the United States Supreme Court itself recognized that religious liberty comes from God. To quote, as a matter of fact, the 1933 case of U.S. versus McIntosh, Justice Sutherland, who wrote the opinion of the court, said that we are a Christian people. According to one another, the equal right of religious freedom and acknowledging with reverence the duty of obedience to the will of God. In other words, he was talking about, in that case, the freedom of a Canadian pastor who wanted to immigrate into the United States not to take an oath to fight foreign wars. And, of course, they held that he had to take the oath, but they recognized that that freedom was a God-given freedom. And it didn't apply in that case, but he was abusing it. 15 years later, they changed the holding of their case and again recognized that the struggle for religious liberty has through the ages been a battle between conscience and the power of the state. And in the domain of conscience, there was a moral power higher than the state.
Hold on, Tom. We'll be right back in just a moment with Judge Roy Moore here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Judge Roy Moore. We're basically talking about the First Amendment. And Judge Roy Moore was simply saying that we have to recognize that if we are to have a free society, there has to be a force that is more powerful than the state. We have to be answerable to God because, of course, as William Pettit said, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And America was established with the idea that we would be able to govern ourselves and to provide for ourselves and to take care of ourselves. And, of course, if you could take care of yourself and govern yourself, then you did not need an all-powerful government. My goodness, we've certainly forgotten those concepts, haven't we, Judge?
Oh, yes. And not long ago, Doctor, it was not long ago that William O. Douglas, for example, in McGowan versus Maryland in 1961 said something that was basically understood for 200 years in our country. The institutions of our society are founded upon a belief that there is an authority higher than the state, that there is a moral law which the state is powerless to alter, and that the individual possesses rights conferred by the Creator which government must respect. And today, those concepts seem foreign to our federal courts.
But how did this all happen? I mean, is there some force, in your opinion, that is behind this effort to turn America away from God, away from our Lord Jesus Christ? Did it just happen, or is there some sort of an organized effort to make it happen?
Well, there are people out there that don't want any restrictions on their lives. They don't want any recognition of a sovereign God. But what they don't realize is when they lose that recognition, they submit to an all-powerful state. You know, when Jesus said in the Scriptures, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's, it was a jurisdictional statement. There are certain things that Caesar does not have control over because God didn't give Caesar control over that subject matter. And one of those is the freedom of conscience, which he gives us to worship him according to the dictates of our conscience. And that's where we get that religious freedom. That's why we're a diverse society. That's why we have many different faiths, is because God gives us that right. But we must recognize that God to obtain and retain that right.
Amen to that. And, of course, once the people in a nation turn against God, and then, of course, the only restraint is going to be a tyrannical one. And we're seeing an increase in violence, and we're getting material from all over the country talking about, you know, a couple of people standing in line, you know, waiting at a grocery checkout stand, and they get into an argument, and one stabs another. And you wonder what gets into people, that road rage, things of this sort, people killing other people, people killing children, children killing parents. If you don't have people who fear God, you create a situation for moral anarchy. Is that what we're seeing today, Judge?
Oh, yes. And again, that's what Washington foretold in his farewell address. He said, when you forget, the reason and experience should remind you that in the absence of a religious or with a relationship with God, you will lose your morality. And he said that no matter how smart you get, how many degrees you have behind your name, if you might add, he said that reason and experience forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in the exclusion of religious principle. We've forgotten something so simple it's astounding.
Well, of course, one of the things I find in my discussions with people all the time is sometimes we've got people who have so many degrees and so much education, they really don't understand anything, and we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was just commenting, the older I get, the more I see people, and they've got all sorts of degrees and so much education, and they're so well-learned, but they really don't understand the very simple statement that God rules in the affairs of men, and if you're not ruled by God, then you're going to have a dictatorship. And if enough people don't have a moral basis, then you're going to have a dictatorship. And we need to get people to understand that religion and freedom are inseparable. Not that we want to have a number of ministers ruling us, not at all, or a theocracy. But we want to have individuals who are ruled by God themselves so that we can limit the power of government. So, Judge, do you think we're making any progress along that line? As I talk to people, you know, I find so many people have so much education, and many, many Christians really don't have this understanding of the things you talk about.
Well, yes, that's true, Doctor, but I think also that in the recent years I have seen more interest in these things and more awakening among the youth and even the older people about things about this country that I didn't hear before that. I think for many years we were asleep, and I think we've been waking up now for a while, and I think it will continue. We see bad situations in our political realm, admittedly, but I think as people turn to and submit to God in prayer and humble themselves, that He will give us a new beginning, and I trust that to be true.
Well, of course, we do carry your book, So Help Me God. Would this be a good place for people to begin?
Well, it will let them understand what the battle was in Montgomery. You can't get the true picture from the press. Not only do they not understand it, but they have an agenda which they adhere to. So that's the reason I wrote the book, So Help Me God, and it's available through the Foundation for Moral Law in Montgomery, Alabama. You can go to the website, morallaw.org. You can also read on worldnetdaily.com an article that I write weekly. It's published on Wednesday, and it basically deals with the relationship between God and government and God and law. And you can find past articles on the website, morallaw.org. So these are resources. There's also various other resources across the country. I know that there are various organizations that are teaching these things, and I think one of the obligations we as citizens have is to teach it to our children. They're not getting it in school, so we need to teach them the godly nature of this country. I speak around the country, and that's something that I do, and I'm available to do that, when people call.
Okay, fine. Well, again, our guest is Judge Roy Moore, and his website is moralfoundation.org. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Moralfoundation.org. And
well, it's moral law, www.morallaw.org.
Morallaw.org. Okay, fine. Morallaw.org. And go there and pull down those articles. I read them on WorldNet Daily, and it's an excellent source of information. We constantly have to be, I think, reminded of the relationship between God and freedom, and they are inseparable. And
right.
And if you do not have a moral people, you will not be free. And
what that basically says, Doctor, is that God didn't give Caesar or government power over what you think. That was protected by the First Amendment. Today we see, when you just acknowledge or distance yourself from an understanding of God, you submit to the state controlling what you think and what you believe. And therein lies the problem, and there lies the tyranny which is going on. Freedom is only in an understanding that God gives you rights that government can't take away.
And, of course, one of the big problems today is that so many children are not learning these lessons, and this is why I think the parents have to learn them and then, of course, get them to the children. And if there's any way that you can get your children out of the government schools, because believe me, the purpose of government schools is not to educate. It's to destroy the faith in God, because the people who are behind this whole thing realize the relationship between God and freedom, and if they can destroy the faith of our children for one generation, then, of course, they can destroy the nation. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Judge Roy Moore. And, of course, if you'd like to call us, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question for the judge, why, this is an excellent time. And, of course, again, his book, So Help Me God, and you can get that from the Moral Law Foundation, or it's available from Radio Liberty. We think it's an important book. We carry it because we want you to read his story. We want you to know what the Ten Commandments monument case was really all about. And that is, does a person have a right and obligation, and a government official, to acknowledge God? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Roy Moore, and he's certainly very, very kind to come on and be with us this afternoon as we begin discussing the moral problems that face our society. And the question is, can we reclaim our freedom if we do not turn back to God? And so, do you think that there is more acknowledgement of God today now than there was a few years ago?
I do believe that, Doctor, and I will affirm what you're saying about the state-controlled education system. Earlier when I mentioned public schools, I was saying that a lot of the children, even in some of the schools, are waking up to what they're being taught. They're not being taught the true foundation of this country in the public schools, and you're right. I think our salvation rests in an understanding that children in homeschooling and private schooling are getting about the Constitution. And I appreciate the fact that hopefully the Congress and the elected officials are starting to get a clearer picture. We wonder sometime when we see what's happening out west with the building of a highway between Canada and Mexico right across our country without any congressional oversight. That's an atrocity, and it should be stopped. And Congress should take action on these things, just like it's forced to take some action on the illegal alien problem, but not enough is being done there to stop that. We need to address these problems before we lose our country.
Amen to that. Well, do you have any specific program that you are outlining that you're pushing other than education, and do you have a specific educational program that you're suggesting?
Well, we've got several education programs. One, we're going to try to start a program where we're going to educate pastors in various locales around the country as to the relationship between church and state and what their duty is. Our forefathers very much understood their duty, and today I think we greatly need an awakened church that will exert itself for the cause of liberty, and I think that we trust that we're going to get this program going soon. And, of course, we try to educate the judiciary through our briefs in state and federal court.
Amen to that. Well, I think that's really so vitally important. And, of course, my good friend Chuck Baldwin has often said that in many respects the problems that America faces today can be laid, at the door of the church. If the church was doing its job, if we had the moral foundation that we once had, we would not be in the mess we are today. Well, I guess it's Judge Roy Moore, and we're going to be back in just a moment here as we begin discussing what's happening. Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Judge Roy Moore, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Judge Roy Moore's website is morallaw.org. Morallaw, www.morallaw.org. And, of course, you can go there and pull down many of the essays that he's written that appeared on, certainly on WorldNet Daily, on Joe Ferrer's website. And we do hope that you will do that and get his wisdom, get hold of his book, which, of course, will help me God, and it's available either through Judge Roy Moore or through Radio Liberty's ministry here. Well, certainly, you know, you're speaking now at many, many churches. Is there any other organized effort out there that you see coming down the line that you might suggest to people where they can begin to understand what's going on from a spiritual point of view?
Well, I do think there are various organizations. I know Wall Builders is doing something in Texas. I know that several other organizations are starting, I think, Focused on the Family has a new thing that they're an educational program. There are several things going on. I think slowly even these organizations around the country will waken to what really is the problem. And it's a lack of understanding and a lack of education in constitutional affairs and in biblical matters. And basically we don't understand why God is relevant anymore, and we certainly don't understand why our Constitution is relevant. We've been taught that it changes with time by some people on the Supreme Court who don't understand it themselves. They don't understand that human nature doesn't change, and therefore the control of that human nature by government need not change either. And the checks and balances and separation of powers contained in the Constitution are as relevant today as they were in 1787 to 1789 when our first Congress began. So we need to get back to the constitutional form of government that our forefathers blessed us with, and forget this struggle for power going on between two political parties that seem to have both lost the vision of this country.
And I think what's so important is that people do not understand that our founding fathers didn't trust men. They felt they were basically evil. They felt that, of course, all men were evil, and you could not trust them with power. And so that's why, as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. And, of course, he was echoing those words of John Locke, who said, that government governs best, it governs the least. If you could have a government that would maintain law and order, but not provide for the people or regulate or regiment the people, then the people could be free. And that's really what the Constitution was about, was to limit the power of the central government. And the purpose of course, the First Amendment, was to keep the government completely out of religion. Would that be a fair statement, Judge?
Absolutely. The government was to stay, I heard someone say it recently, that it was to keep government out of God's business. And of course, God's business is also government because that's his jurisdiction as well. But the church, you keep the government out of the church, but not keep Christian principles out of government. And that's basically the thing. Right now we see the government interfering with the business of the church through the 501c3 restrictions on talking about political issues and politics in general. That's not what the government is supposed to do. Indeed, in our country, the church was the very motivating force for morality in government. And when they lose that role, then we got a problem. If you remember in the Bible, Doctor, how Nathan, the prophet Nathan, went to David and reminded him that his impropriety and wrong in committing murder and lie, deceit, and you know, some other things that he was responsible, and he reminded the king of that. And we need the church to remind our government today of where they're going.
Amen. And I really think people really need to understand that, you know, that what we need, I believe we needed people in government are people who fear God, who realize that there are consequences for what they do. And when
And by fearing God is understanding the nature of God and the limitation on civil government. When we don't understand that, we suffer serious consequences. You know, it amazes me that most of the states have marriage amendments now, and we're trying to keep up with the deception of the court in striking down every moral law that we adhere to historically. And we will never keep up with the court until we control what the judicial branch is doing to us. They have no right to change our moral basis. And when they distance themselves from God, they have no basis but what they think and what they think the world thinks. And that is wrong. We need to recognize the moral basis of this country is in God, and biblical truth. And just because people don't like any restrictions, that doesn't mean that this country was founded upon such a notion. We need to get back to our moral basis.
Well, I think the big problem is that where in the Constitution does it give the Supreme Court any authority at all over the issue of homosexuality? Issues such as that were to be taken care of at the state and at the local level. And if people wanted to legalize homosexuality, even though I might think it was wrong, why, they had the right to locally, but they certainly, the Supreme Court could not, find that, any constitutional basis for their decisions, could they?
They have no constitutional basis for any of their decisions, one of which was Roper versus Simmons in Missouri, where they declared that a 17-year-old couldn't be put to death because of his age. There's nothing in the Constitution about that. They admittedly went to foreign law, and when they did that, they violate their own oath to adhere to the Constitution. They're not they're ruling by their own feelings and by foreign law, laws made by legislators in France and Germany and United Kingdom.
Well,
not by laws made in our country.
Well, of course, wouldn't that be basis for impeachment to go to a foreign law to come up with a decision to be enacted in America? Aren't these people sworn to uphold our Constitution and enact and work on our laws and interpret our laws? I mean, what place possibly could the laws of France, which is an immoral country, have here in the law of the United States?
Well, it has no place, and you're right. They should be impeached, and that's why the Constitutional Restoration Act presently reminds Congress that they have that power when judges depart. You know, if they just impeach one of these judges who are making such decisions, if they just impeach one, this foolishness would stop. When they look at the federal courts think they're all powerful, but they've forgotten that Congress has the power to impeach them, to remove their very court. You know, the federal courts are creations of Congress. What Congress creates, it can uncreate, if you will. It can cause it to just disappear by legislation. The Supreme Court of the United States wasn't created by Congress. It was created by the Constitution. But all inferior courts are creations of Congress, and they can be done away with.
Well, of course, how are we, of course, going to get this message out? How are we going to get the people to understand that, in many respects, we have people on our Supreme Court that are violating the laws of our land, and Congress is refusing to do anything?
Well, the people have the power to vote in congressmen and vote them out. And I think that's going to happen in the near future. People are starting to get informed about their congressmen and what they're doing. When they don't vote for control of immigration, when they don't vote to limit the executive and the judicial branch from intruding into the lawmaking branch, then they should be removed from office.
Well, of course, one of the things,
ultimate power is people voting in representatives.
But then another thing that really bothers me, Judge, is the fact that we have electronic voting machines. I've talked to a gentleman.
Yeah.
I've talked to a gentleman who has actually written programs so that you can rig the elections. We know that so many of our voting machines are actually under the control of Venezuelans, of course, and Hugo Chavez there, and a Marxist in Venezuela seems to have some tie-in under this Venezuelan company that's making the voting machines used all across America, and they can be rigged, and they have been in the past.
Yes.
So how are we going to vote them out when we've got electronic voting machines and no paper trail?
Well, that is a problem. That is a problem, and I understand that. I trust that these things can be rectified by acknowledging God and the source of our freedom. And I think we still can do a lot to control this process.
Well, I think we have to, too, but I think we have to get the people educated and understanding that they have stolen elections in the past, and it will continue there until the American people are willing to get involved in the electoral process, until they really value freedom as much as our founders did.
That's right.
Well, certainly, Judge, as you travel across America, and are you primarily speaking in churches, or are you speaking to universities or colleges or schools, or where are you, who is asking you to come?
I speak in various venues, not just churches. I speak to political groups. I speak in colleges. I speak in various organizations, civic organizations. It's just a varied audience, because this message is applicable to all people. I mean, this is not restricted to Republicans or Democrats or children or adults. It's applicable to everyone. We've got to understand our form of government and how that form of government works to control the power of man and to limit the power of the individual branches, the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. And until we understand that, then we don't seem to understand what a great value we should put on the government that our forefathers gave us.
Well, of course, we worked very closely with Michael Perutka's group. I know you know Michael and the Institute of the Constitution that is trying to teach people the wording, the meaning, the significance, the ideas that went into our Constitution. That is, as far as I'm concerned, there's never been a document drawn up by men that gave the degree of freedom that ours has. Now, I think we've lost that because, of course, of the Supreme Court, but I think it's a unique document. How do you feel about it, Jeff?
Well, I think it's very unique, and I appreciate what Mr. Perutka has done. He does attempt to teach the Constitution and awaken people to its meaning, and I think that's a very valuable effort that he's making. He does an excellent job at it. You know, Washington said that toward the preservation of your government and the permanency of your present happy state, it is requisite not only that you steadily discountenance irregular opposition to its acknowledged authority, talking about the Constitution, but that you resist with care the spirit of innovation upon its principles, however spacious the pretext. And what he was saying was that you've got to reverence this document and resist powers to change it. Well, when you've got Supreme Court justices that are disregarding it and saying it's a living document and only means what they say it means, then you've got a problem, and we need to either impeach those justices or send them a strong message through Congress that they don't have that power.
And of course, I think what's really so important is the fact that if people want to change our Constitution, there's a way to do that through the amendment process, but the elite don't really want to change it, in other words, through the amendment process, because they know the people would not support it. So they put people onto our courts to change the meaning of the Constitution, and they have to violate their oath of office to uphold the Constitution. They have to literally lie, and then they go ahead and they come up with a massive new interpretation and find meaning that was never there before. Isn't that simply a means of amending the Constitution without going through the long and arduous process laid out by the Constitution?
That's right, Doctor, and it should be understood. And their attempts to change the Constitution should be stopped, and if we want to change the Constitution, let there be no change by usurpation, Washington said. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're usurping the power of the Constitution.
And I share your concern. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there. And you'd, of course, like to have a question for Judge Roy Moore. He's certainly on the front lines of this battle and has made tremendous personal sacrifices in an effort to draw attention to what's happening to our freedom. Destroy the foundation of our freedom, which is the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration specifically talks about our Creator in four different references to it, and whether it would be the supreme ruler of the universe or certainly the Creator or nature's God or nature's law. And a divine providence. I mean, there's no question at all that the Declaration of Independence was the Articles of Confederation of our Constitution. And there's no question that our founding fathers acknowledged God, and that's why they drew up the Constitution, to enforce the principles laid out in that Declaration. Isn't it a shame that they don't teach the Declaration in our schools today or to its true meaning?
Oh, yes, that's such a valuable document. It's listed in the United States Code annotated as the organic law of the country, and people need to read that declaration and understand that it was all about the limited government. It said that God gave us our native rights, and government was there only to secure those rights, and if it didn't, it should be abolished.
Now, where is that in the, you say that is in the original, some of the government documents, where is that?
Well, yes, that's in the Declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to it, new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
But didn't you comment that this is in some sort of a government statute or some of the the basis of the law of the land where it's actually refers to the Declaration?
I missed that question.
Oh, my understanding, you made some reference to the fact that the Declaration, or reference to the Declaration, is someplace within the structure of our official laws of the land. In other words, it goes back and refers to the Declaration as being the...
The Constitution refers to the Declaration done in the 12th year of the independence of America.
All right, fine. So, that's, of course, in Article 7 that you're referring
yes.
to. All right, fine. We just got to, hang on. We're just going to just have 3 minutes to wrap up the program here with Judge Roy Moore. But I think it's so important, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't understand the foundations of our freedom, then how can you possibly hope to preserve them? Well, our guest is Judge Roy Moore. Judge Moore, you've got just 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us. Judge Roy Moore? Well, I guess maybe we've lost the judge. And all right, fine. So let me just mention a couple of things here, that we do carry something called the founding documents. And, of course, they're put off by our good friend Chuck Baldwin, and actually there are about the 50 founding documents of America, and the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Mayflower Compact, and Washington's Farewell Address, and all of these things are included in the founding documents. It's about 2 inches thick, and it's a great thing to have by your by the side of your bed, or certainly by the side of your desk. The founding documents all bound together, and Chuck Baldwin put them together for us. And then, of course, we carry Judge Roy Moore's book, So Help Me God. So Help Me God. And then, of course, we carry a four-tape set called The Foundations of Our Freedom. There are four talks that we did with Dr. James Herson, just going into the background of what America was really all about. And then we carry a wonderful book. It's written by our friend John Stormer, and it's called Betrayed by the Bench. And it goes into the background of the decisions that were designed to take God and prayer out of our schools, because the people who founded America understood the importance of the religious foundation of America. They understood that the Declaration of Independence was the foundational document of America. It was like the Articles of Incorporation. And the Constitution was then, how are we going to implement the ideas laid out in the Declaration of Independence? But you see, in our schools today, they do not teach the Declaration. In fact, many of the textbooks have even removed any reference to the Creator. And by so doing, they've been able to undermine the knowledge of our youth, of this foundation, or the source of our freedom. America is different than any other nation in the world. Why? Because in America, we acknowledge that freedom comes from God. It doesn't come from government. We have God-given rights. You read the Iraqi Constitution, why? You have a right to freedom of speech, according to law. And what's the law? Why, of course, it's the Sharia law. You have the right to freedom of assembly, according to law. What's the law? It's not God's law. It's Sharia law. And, of course, whatever the Islamic mullahs say, that's, of course, what you can say or how you can assemble. America was different. America was a dream. In America, of course, we had our freedom coming from God, and that was the source of our freedom. Isn't it a shame we've forgotten that here in America? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us so we can stay on the air. On radio somewhere in America, 5 hours every day. On shortwave, 4 hours every day. On the Internet, 5 hours every day on several Internet programs. And then, of course, we have our satellite, and we're on satellite 9 hours a day on Telstar 5. And if you don't have a good access to either shortwave or regular radio or the Internet, you can always get a Telstar 5, inexpensive, and pull down our programming 9 hours a day along with Joyce Riley and, of course, Chuck Baldwin and of course, one other individual. And, of course, we have 24 hours of satellite broadcast. But it's all an expensive proposition, and quite frankly, we could use your help to maintain our foundation. Our programs are heard all throughout the world by shortwave and Internet, and then all across America on radio stations, about 60 outlets every week. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family, subscribe to our newsletter. You can make a donation. You can, of course, go to our webpage and pull, which is RadioLiberty.com, and look at all the 4 tape sets and videos and books and other things we carry. We do carry the Berkey products, and if you have fluoride in your water, you want to get it out because it's a deadly poison. It was grandfathered in under the FDA because it was a rat poison, so we put it in the water, along with arsenic, lead, cadmium, other radioactive materials. That's what's in most of the water that's being fluoridated. This is how they're getting rid of a waste that is so toxic you can't dump it in the ocean, so they're putting it in your drinking water. And the solution to the problem is dilution. And, of course, the trouble is that it has a toxic effect, and they found in areas where they have fluoridated water, the men have lower testosterone levels and lower sperm motility, and there's a lower fertility rate, and they're poisoning our people, and the girls enter their menarche very much earlier because it's poisoning the pineal gland, and all of this is well known, but they don't want the American people to know that it lowers intelligence. It makes the bones more fragile. Why do so many people have problems with their thyroid? Because, of course, fluoridation has an effect on that. You should get our information. You're not going to get it elsewhere. And that would be our talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus, the hidden agenda. And then we have so much other information out there. But let's get back to the information we were talking about with Judge Roy Moore. We have something called the founding documents. And it's 50 founding documents of America put together by our friend Pastor Chuck Baldwin and a folder, it's a pound, but it's about 2 inches thick. And it's got all of the documents having to do with the founding of our country. We carry Judge Roy Moore's wonderful book, So Help Me God. It gives you the story of what really happened in Alabama. And, of course, the battle was, should a government official have the right to acknowledge God? And Judge Roy Moore felt they should. The people who hate God did not want that, and he was removed from his position as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. We have a 4-tape set called The Foundations of Our Freedom. We have an excellent book called Betrayed by the Bench, written by our good friend John Stormer, that points out that the Declaration of Independence is the founding document, the Articles of Incorporation of our nation. You need to get Betrayed by the Bench. It's the best single book we have on what's going on as far as our courts are concerned. Of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Brotherhood of Darkness, explains why they took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments. Everybody knows that the Supreme Court did it, but nobody will ever tell you why. And lastly, of course, we carry the book, David Barton's book, Original Intent. With that material, why, you'll really know more than most college professors. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. That's 544-8927.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.